Four More Americans Killed by Illegal Alien Trucker in Indiana. By Neil Monroe on February 5, 2026. Four more Americans have been killed by a migrant trucker who was admitted by the open borders policy supported by President Joe Biden, many Democratic politicians, and many anti-ICE activists. The four Americans in Jay, Indiana, were killed when a Kyrgyzstan native, Bekshan Biashekayev, allegedly smashed into their Amish buggy. FreightWires.com described the killing. On Tuesday afternoon, a 30-year-old truck driver from Philadelphia named Bekshan Biashekayev failed to stop for slowed traffic on State Road 67 in Jay County, Indiana. He swerved into oncoming traffic and killed four Amish men from the Bryan community: Henry Eicher, 58, his sons Menno, 33, and Paul, 31, and Simon Schwartz, 22. The driver has reportedly been detained by ICE. The mass killing is one of many similar roadway deaths at the hands of unprofessional, black market foreign truckers. But it has yet to be denounced by the Democratic Party leaders, who are using the death of two American street activists to shield their illegal migrant sanctuary city economies from President Donald Trump's 2024 mandate for the enforcement of immigration laws. The trucker is likely part of the huge black market trucking sector that was dramatically expanded by Biden's Cuban-born pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. He rolled back border checks because he favored migrants over Americans and was minimizing wage gains for Americans to help Wall Street's stock values. The trucker was allegedly employed by a chameleon carrier within a network of foreign-owned companies. These carriers use internet-linked brokers to pair deliveries with migrant drivers. Many of the migrants are not illegal, but they illegally take jobs after entering the country illegally with B1/B2 tourist visas. Biashekayev was reportedly allowed into the United States and given a work permit under Mayorkas's quasi-legal CBP-1 program, which was loudly supported by Democrats and business interests. The driver is reportedly from Kyrgyzstan and is based in Pennsylvania, likely making him one of the strong solo Sergey drivers used by Eastern European companies operating throughout the Midwest. Migrant drivers overwhelmingly come from poor countries. For example, many migrant drivers on the West Coast are from India. They have a huge economic incentive to cut corners because they are desperate to earn as much money as they can, often for their wives and kids back home. In practice, this means the foreign drivers often ignore professional standards, safety regulations, and speed limits, cooperate with thieves and drug smugglers, and accept lower wages that both impoverish U.S. drivers and slash corporate investment in automation and productivity. The black market is welcomed by many major companies because it allows them to cut logistics costs while hiding from the risks and shielding blame for their illegal and unprofessional foreign workforce. The black market also undermines the professional trucking sector, which has operated with federal safety, training, and insurance rules for many decades. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has tried to suppress this black market trucking industry, but he is facing huge pushback from the trucking industry, courts, and politicians who are eager to avoid antagonizing the many companies and investors that rely on trucking. Duffy is also facing claims that his attempted reprofessionalization of the trucking industry may raise Americans' wages, thus nudging inflation upwards. The black market trucking companies use their foreign locations and knowledge of U.S. laws and regulations to evade enforcement. For example, they often change corporate names and switch federal tracking numbers. They also underinsure their trucking companies, ensuring that Americans cannot recover suitable penalties in civil lawsuits. FreightWaves reported. A chameleon carrier operation is about concealment. It's about constructing a network of entities designed to evade regulatory detection and enforcement. The connective tissue can be any combination of shared vehicle identification numbers moving between authorities, common officers or registered agents across multiple DOT numbers, identical or overlapping phone numbers and email addresses, the same branding and logos regardless of which company name appears on the door, common insurance brokers and policies, shared electronic logging device infrastructure, overlapping financial services and accounting providers, coordinated recruitment pipelines from the same geographic origin, sequential authority registrations suggesting pre-planned entity creation, and shared terminal facilities where multiple authorities operate from the same physical location. According to the Government Accountability Office, chameleon carriers are three times more likely to be involved in serious crashes than legitimate operators, the Freight Waves report said, adding, from 2005 to 2010. The GAO found that 18% of carriers with chameleon attributes were involved in severe crashes, compared to just 6% of new applicants without those red flags.